Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow, a lot of stuff going on. By the way, what do you feel any different about North Carolina last night?
I was waiting for you to admit that.
Just put San Diego State. And you know what? Here's the frustration. I'm trying to fill out these brackets, and I'm cheating on everything. I'm trying to listen to guys that do this, the handful of human beings that do this for a living. And they're going, hey, you know, this North Carolina thing, San Diego State, they got this guy and that guy. Don't count them out. Don't count. They got pounded last night in that game. Now, of course.
Don't listen to anyone. The spread was like 3.5 points out of 4.5 points, yeah, or closed at. The first game happened to be excellent. I don't know if you caught the first game.
No.
Alabama State was awesome.
As soon as I saw.
What a game that
was. As
soon
as went Alabama and then State. I was not interested.
That was a hell of a game.
Yeah,
they won
I saw
on
that.
The last
that
second
great.
Play. But yeah, that second game was that was rough.
So now, did I see Ole Miss in North Carolina and the spread's like 1.5? Is that possible? Like
sure.
You barely get in and everybody's screaming.
Well, they're an 11 seed. They're not a 16, so yeah.
No, I get it, but
yeah,
you know.
Sounds about right.
You know, Ole Miss, one of the many SEC teams that I hope lose in the tournament since they're basically every other game.
North Carolina's good, and they were as hot as anyone coming into the tournament, right? I mean, they're playing good ball, but I get why those other schools are pissed, and I also get the whole, like, the AD made a bunch of money off of it, and he's the guy making the pick, so.
All I know is my brackets are whatever I do. You got to pick a couple of upsets in there. Well, upsets only by numbers, but it's really, really stupid doing these things knowing, you know, when you haven't seen most of these teams play. By the way, man, we got a lot of stuff to get to, as you mentioned. Heat starting that 5-game homestand tonight, 8 straight losses. That hasn't happened. This is an incredible number. Did you see, Woody, last time that happened that Spo is lost? Or the team?
It was like 1,500 games. He was chasing like Red Auerbach or something.
First
right?
time For... since 2008.
Yeah, did you see that number they flashed on the screen during the last broadcast? He was like chasing, like, I think it was like Red Auerbach for amount of games coached before an 8-game losing streak.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild.
It's just, and.
For all the people that are down on Spo, you know.
Well, I don't know if this is, like, I haven't heard much. Like, I know we usually do blame our coaches, but I think Spo gets a complete hall pass. Spo got stuck in the middle, first of all. He's the head coach, got no say-so over money in that organization and whether to give a guy an extension or not. And I'm sure Spo had, you know, some thoughts on it one way or the other and everything else. But Spo has dealt with some of the biggest egos in the game, man. Let's be honest. Spo is Spo's seen a lot now, right? Going back to the famous bump by LeBron James, and apparently LeBron went to Riley and said, hey, can you get me somebody else with more experience? And Riles, God bless him, man, said, no, that guy's a really good coach. Don't ever come in here about him again. And that was it. They went on and had success, and we haven't heard anything since, really. But I don't know what you're supposed to do with this group. Like he said recently, you could see his frustration coming up with a different post-game speech. Like, I don't know what else to do. We'll keep trying. We'll keep playing hard, but I've tried everything. Hell, I've asked my coaches, do you have any ideas on what we can do? Oh, plenty of frustration to go around.
Did you get hit with this, Zog, walking in? Zog from Power 96 goes, he asked me what's wrong with the Heat. He asked me if they're going to make the playoffs. I said, well, they'll make the play-in. He asked what's wrong with it. I said,
What do we call the play-in? That's part of the playoffs play-in? Or is
I don't think it's technically the playoffs.
No, I don't
it?
Either.
I think you got to win out. I think
you got to get the 7 and 8 spots. Yes, you got
to
win.
But he asked me what's wrong with the Heat, and I barely had an answer for him. I mean, there's just it's almost tough to figure out what's so wrong with this team, right? Because on paper, it shouldn't be this bad,
right? That by the way, that's a great call. I agree. They should not. Some of the teams they've lost to,
they should
beat. I mean, they've got some really bad teams.
That Knicks team, they just got blown out. I was missing their best player,
by the way, and they look lost without him for a while.
Yeah, well.
But this team hasn't.
But I don't know, man. It actually is tough. And I told him, I said, you know, look, they brought all the same guys back, and it's kind of gotten very stale.
It's kind of hard to mention it and not mention you-know-who.
The
Jimmy thing does come into play, whether you really dislike him right now. Or what? And by the way, last night he played without Steph Curry, and being my Golden State Warriors and being loyal to him to see what happened this morning, I see that Jimmy led them without Steph to another win last night. He had 24, 10, and 8.
That'll be a big what if, man. What if you took care of that guy in the offseason? Would it have been as bad?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of people in the organization just think that the time was up. Yep. Like certain people can only.
Maybe so.
Certain people can only stay in relationships so long, and they got to move on. Certain guys can only, like, you hear about coaches, they'll go, hey, we got this guy, but, like, he going to wear on us after a while. We're going to have to get rid of him, so let's get the most out of him. But he is not going to be, he's not looking to be here 20 years.
Well, he's also not the best player on his team anymore, so maybe he feels better about that. I don't know.
I think he does. I think he
certainly
likes.
Certainly not the best player with Steph Curry there.
I think Jimmy Butler. And by the way, this goes for a lot of great players. I think, by the way, Tyreek Hill's got some of this too. The one thing, if they don't respect you, they can be tough on you. Like Tyreek's comments, I still think of this. Of all the Tyreek Hill things, and my God, we could do shows on them now. Tyreek Hill going basically, go get me some dogs to play with. Get me some more dogs to play with. Like, get me some better players is how I read into that. And so, you know, I just think the respect factor, this goes back to, you know, some guy going up to him and say, you need to do this and you need to do that. I don't think that was such an old school thing. I use the Cooch thing because Cooch, we used to call it, think Cooch was Bob Kuchenberg late in his career and he played forever. And he's a hell of a player, and he was a tough, like, tough dude, and there was great respect for him on the field. But that's a dying thing. That guy would, like, grab you at lunch and tell you need to play better. That's not acceptable. I saw the tapes, and I never really had another player tell me that. You know, I've had guys help you out or tell you, hey, man, you can't do that. You know, you got to do it this way. But just kind of call you out like a coach. So this thing of like thinking that Bam or Tyler is going to tell Jimmy Butler how to act. Hey, maybe it's a bad idea if you do this or that. Or telling Tyreek Hill, hey, Tyreek, man, it's not acceptable, bro. We were at practice and you're signing autographs at your store. Come on, man. Like, not acceptable. there's not too many people feel comfortable doing that. They look and go, that's a coach's job. The PR knows about it. They told them. They deal with that. I don't have time to deal with that. It's hard enough to play this game. I got to worry about my own position. I can't worry about him. I can't worry about the offensive side of the ball. I'm a defense. We got to stop the run. We got to get. So, you know, a lot of guys, most guys don't want to go around. And you know, the other thing is when you do that, they go, oh, look at who the coach's boy is now. Oh, look at this. Look at this. He kind of switched on us now. Why don't you just get an office upstairs where the coach is now that you seem to you're the little coach's pet here. So guys just don't want to deal with that, man. They're like, hey, I'm on time. I do the right thing. They say do it. I do it. I'm the first guy here. I've been here, you know. But this thing about thinking that all the great players also want to tell everybody how to act and what to do and, hey, man, you've been late twice now. It's not acceptable on this football team. Nobody wants to do that, man. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody. There might be a couple of guys, and I know Omar and everybody else is wrapped up on this Calais Campbell thing. That's the other thing is, like, Calais Campbell's apparently got a lot of teams interested in him, and a lot of teams that aren't interested, their media people are talking about, we need Calais Campbell, right? After what he did. Unbelievable story at age 38 last year. 38 years old, the way he played. Unbelievable that for $2 million, you know, you're thinking the cut and pay that guy took at the end of his career to come and maybe play one more time and then play like that. You know, tackles for loss, 5 sacks. I mean, he was obvious. I thought he was a lot more productive early in the year, late in the year. But the point is, he played a lot of football. He played a lot for a guy, and the guy doesn't break down. He played through. He gets bumps and bruises. That dude is old school and plays. And so he's got people. But we got to get to a point where, and look, if Calais does come back, and it looks like we're going to have a whole bunch of competition, some other team's going to throw some money at him and probably have a better chance to win a championship that he's listening to, whether he wants to retire or does he want to come back here or not. But we got to get where we can't worry about a guy that's going to be 39 years old. We got to go out and find another guy. We do. And the draft. You got to find a guy. He won't be as good as Calais right away. He won't. Got to learn the game, and there'll be some growing pains in there. But we got to go get one of those guys. Got a big, fat draft class. Let's go ahead and find one of those defensive tackle, defensive end guys that can give you a little pass rush and stop the run and make some plays behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody's saying there's a bunch of those guys. Because this whole thing about Calais this and Calais that. Listen, man, I get it. I see Calais out there. They're rallying around him before the game. He's telling them this is what we need to do to win. They like him. He is good. He's a coach's dream come true. There's no question about it. Knowing that guy's coaching up young guys and saying all the right things while coaches can't be around all the time, I get it. But the other side of this is we got to get another guy that can play at that position. And if we get him, it's a bonus. And you get both, and Calais working with the young guy, then you got money. You got money in the bank on that one. So it would be great. By the way, the Aaron Rodgers show, man, just continues. Aaron Rodgers, he got 3 teams waiting to see what he's going to do. And then poor Russell Wilson. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. But Russell Wilson's going, hey, Aaron, apparently I can't get a job until you decide what you're going to do. And how about J.J. McCarthy? How do you think he's feeling? How do you think the rookie quarterback, 10th overall pick a year ago, a little more than a year ago, less than a year ago because we haven't had the draft. He's sitting there. And he doesn't know if he's going to start or not if it's true that Aaron Rodgers might want to be the starting quarterback there. And he knows if Aaron Rodgers comes to your team that he's not going to be your backup, you're going to be his backup. And they're still not sure because he was injured all last year. They're not quite sure. Like, man, we got this team. It's ready to win. We think it's the Vikings really do believe with what they have and what they've added. They believe they are a Super Bowl contender in the NFC. And so They're going, do we really want to throw this at J.J. McCarthy? I know he's 10th overall pick, did great things in Michigan, but are we really know? We got great weapons. Are we better off having Aaron Rodgers than the money thing? And then here's the best part. What if Aaron Rodgers just decides, you know what? I was jerking all you guys around a little bit. I'm retiring.
No way.
No way?
No way. He loves this, by the way. This is like his favorite time of year.
Loves it.
He does it every single year. He's doing it again.
Mike Florio accused him of that picture like he was in deep thought walking on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
That was so set up.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers has any deep thoughts.
So he does need himself some
He
front
loves
page.
The attention, wouldn't you?
He needs a front page. Needs that front page.
Nice to be wanted, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what. And it's nice that he is very lucky the way he's played the last couple of years, minus the way he played against the Dolphins, that he's got so many teams interested in him. Just incredible of a shortage of quarterbacks that we talk about. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got more. So yesterday we had a chance to talk to Ron Rothstein, former head coach for the Heat and longtime assistant, and still very close to doing the involved in the broadcast on TV, still very close to Spo, and had some great stuff as they get set for this 5-game homestand and trying to figure out what the problems are, get more out of this team, you know, besides just play hard. So Ron Rothstein had some real good thoughts on it late yesterday, and we're going to have that for you before we start this 5-game homestand. Starting tonight with the Pistons, that's going to be coming up. But first, before we do all that stuff, I do want to take a moment this morning to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, serious things, man. And if you're going through it like I did, and by the way, at first I was kind of embarrassed about this whole thing because, like, you know, it's one thing to have low T and be tired, and you know through your life you've been told this is part of what happens as you get older and stuff. But the ED stuff, man, I wasn't ready for, man. Sex drive was just gone. I'm like, what the hell, man? This is a bad combination. Tired all the friggin' time and nothing happening in the bedroom. And it was terrible. It was terrible, man. It was bad. And I knew I wanted to do something about it, and I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic after I heard that these guys are all about knocking out ED and low T and doing it quickly and doing it the right way, doing it the professional way, where you get the best results, they police your program. I really liked all that stuff. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic is going to give you great results. And by the way, anybody laughs at you about ED and low T, every guy's going to have it at some point. Some guys get a little luckier. Some guys, it happens in their early 40s. I go in there on Fridays. There's guys in their 40s in there getting treatments. And then some guys get lucky into their 60s. But I got to tell you, man, a lot of men lie about this. You don't have to lie when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. You just get great results. They do the T, the PSA test. They do all the testing. You meet with their professionals, put you on a program. You decide if you want to do it or not. But if you're serious about getting more out of life as you get older and you know you're going through energy level is shot as well and you are just constantly tired and moody and don't sleep well, a lot of it has to do with this low T thing. They got 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Set up that first appointment. You're in for great results when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I'm talking firsthand. I've been on the program for a year now. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, and welcome back, and a good morning to everybody as we continue on a busy, busy next week or two coming up here. The Miami Open this week and next week. All the big, the top seeds will be playing, men and women, as we get probably, what, in tomorrow to Friday, they'll start playing. And good matches going out there today myself to watch a little bit, get a little exercise walking around. Homestead Miami Speedway, NASCAR's going to be in town as well. Straight Talk Wireless 400, got all that. And then, of course, Pro Day for University of Miami is on Monday. The most of the National Football League, a lot of the general managers and head coaches will be here with their staffs to evaluate everything, starting with, of course, potentially the first pick in the draft in Cam Ward. So we got a lot of stuff in the heat. Start that five-game homestand. This is a weird one. Jimmy, 8 straight losses for this Miami Heat team, and in some cases, big collapses, a lot of terrible fourth quarters and second halves, a lot of blown leads, and then a couple of times just flat-out blown out. So now, not that it gets any easier with Detroit and then Houston coming in the next two games Wednesday and Friday for everybody. So anyway, we got a lot. I saw Mel Kiper yesterday, folks, for what it's worth. Mel Kiper, the granddaddy, it started and figured out. He was the first guy to figure out how to make money doing mock drafts and evaluating talent. And so good for Mel. Who I don't know how much he works at this, you know, to come out. But when he talks as the granddaddy of this thing, everybody listens what he had to say. So he's got the Dolphins getting Will Campbell, the offensive tackle, 6'6", 323 pounds. Now here's where it gets tricky, because I still don't know what Tron Armstead's going to do. I think he would love to come back. If that knee says let's do it and he has a couple of good days, I could see him and off season and starts feeling better, that he goes, oh, what the hell, let's go do it one more time. But Patrick Paul needs to be your left tackle, so the question would be, can Will Campbell play left guard? And I see some people do like him inside, so if that's the game plan and they did take somebody like a Will Campbell with that first pick, and it happens to be a tackle that's now going to play guard, I got no problem with it. It's going on all over the NFL. It's not a problem. You know, his arm size and all that. I don't care about arm size. I don't care about body build. I just want a guy that can friggin' play. That's all I want. Just a guy that can play. But Patrick Paul, second-round pick last year, who started 3 games and played 5 or 6 games, late in games, especially when Teron was hurt and couldn't finish the game. He got a chance to play a lot of football last year. That doesn't change. He needs to be the left tackle. That doesn't need to be a hole you have to worry about with all the needs this team still has. That one needs to be left alone. I know it's been a broken record on that topic, but the guard thing does need to be taken care of. Matter of fact, if you were to draft 2 guards in the first 5 rounds, I'd have no problem with it. No problem at all. And if they're both tackle guards, even better. Even better with your other needs at defensive tackle and a cornerback. I still think I think your team is screaming you need a cover cornerback on the outside. You need, and if that has to be in a first round, I got no problem with it. None of us should whine and complain if they take a cornerback with the first pick. I think it's pretty important. I think it's pretty important position, and you need somebody. And we've seen a lot of guys come in day one that are pretty good. Pretty good covering people. They've been doing it. They're used to playing bump and run. They're used to playing off. They're used to doing a lot of the things that we see. Obviously, the talent you face every week is a lot better than you're going to face every week in college. But those guys will adjust because they're damn good players.
I just think you have to go offense, but that's just looking big picture. What was their issues last year? I mean, the offense was so bad. Man.
I don't disagree.
I don't know how the team can function if you don't fix the line to some extent. That's the other problem. Like,
true.
I know you want to address these other positions, and that's great. But, man, this is the first time ever where you're going to draft an offensive lineman in the first round and people won't boo.
That's true. I think people are now.
Usually you're worried about fans getting all riled up, but.
Your fan base. But I also think.
Because, look, I get it. A lot of people are like, you know, we need to change the quarterback. We need to change, you know, and it's not going to happen.
They're not. Quarterback thinks
you're not going to fix down the first round.
The quarterback, you can bitch about the quarterback, but.
People are going to.
But you bitch, but that's not. That's
but we're
not
trying to patch it up and win now. You got to fix the offensive line first. I just don't see any way around that, Ben.
Anything that's anybody that's complaining about Tua today, it's a waste of time for you to do it. Like I get it.
Well, it's never a waste of time.
I understand it, but I'm telling you right now, we got other needs that are even worse.
Because
right
I saw
now.
People like, what if you know one of those quarterbacks slides? Do you step up and take one?
Those two guys aren't sliding.
I wouldn't think so.
To 13. And then
I mean, well, I don't know how that would happen if Cam Ward can't hit any of his receivers against air on a pro day.
He would literally have to knock out every GM and head coach on the side while they're watching. I just don't think that's going to happen. So anyway, besides all that
stuff. What if QB3 falls to you there? Whoever that ends up
Jackson
being.
Dart from Ole Miss? No. No, you got
it's just the Josh
you
Allen
got the
situation
other things,
all
man.
Over again, or you're afraid to step up and.
Bro, well, you're talking. Why are you talking about? Stop. You say one thing, and you're right. The first part of what you said, fix the offensive line, fix the friggin' offensive line. Stop yapping about it, having breakfast. The GM and head coach saying how stupid the media are, and take care of it. Stop with the ego stuff, and just take care of it. That's the thing you need to do.
Someone said Mel Kiper rarely been right in 10 years.
He has. Mel's had a rough time.
Man, in fairness, those things are very, very hard to predict. Outside of the quarterbacks going at the top.
They can get the position you need. They do know the position you need. The problem is picking the right guy.
Dolphins need every position.
They need a lot.
So, like, in fairness, it's kind of difficult. I don't know what other team situations are off the top of my head, but the Dolphins got a lot of holes.
We have some teams that need a lot, and we have some teams that have pretty well set themselves up to make a run. And I'm guessing Philly's going to be really good. I'm guessing Washington's going to be really good. I'm guessing Buffalo's going to be really good. You can go through the list, man. I think the Rams are going to be really good. They got all their guys back, and they lose a receiver and replace them with potentially a better receiver. Anyway, we got to go to break. 7 o'clock hour's coming up, man. Miami Open, Homestead Miami Speedway, and boy. If you just want to walk around and you like tennis, I mean, I know tennis players know this, and I'm guessing a lot of the clubs and everybody's playing tennis going to go out at least for a few days and walk around and watch it. Only thing I don't watch, I'm not a big doubles person. I said that yesterday, and somebody at the club said, I didn't realize you don't like mixed doubles. Nah, I'm not a mixed doubles fan. Not a mix, and let me take it a step further. I have great respect for people who can play together and win doubles tournaments. And it can be, you can make a lot of money on the tour doing it. But I like that sport where you play by yourself and there's nobody to blame but yourself. I just like them. Like to see the top guys and top women going out there. It's also a sport I can sit and watch the women play all day because they are so damn good, including this 17-year-old Russian that's going to be down here that just won. Andreeva, who just won Indian Wells, 17 years old. I think she won back-to-back tournaments now. All right.
If we put on Tennis Channel today, are we going to see you cheering on the side courts?
Yeah, no.
Stand
they
out
don't do side courts. They cover
They don't?
They do the big courts.
There's no big – are there big court matches right now?
Yeah, they're everything's being used.
They won't do the side courts, huh?
They're not doing the little courts, no.
That's just for you, for your scouting missions?
That's just me checking out, you know.
The talent?
Yeah, seeing what everything looks like. No, there's some good players trying to
get their
careers going.
I know about the side courts, I know. My uncle does it. You guys can go out there today.
I do see your uncle out there.
The two biggest tennis fans in town.
Hey, right now, I got to tell you about something very important before we get 7 o'clock hour. Loctite. Chev, the CEO over there, man, and what he has put together at Loctite Impact is fantastic. Hurricane season is right around the corner, man. That means it's time to protect that home of yours. And the way you do it is with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. South Florida's largest fleet of 5-star rated service professionals. Replace your old roof with windows now with zero down, 100% financing. No reason to wait. No excuses. You can pay later, man. Get Impact Windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Plus, Loctite Impact's pros will handle all the projects from permit to installation. Just like 1, 2, 3. So easy to do. So if it's about a roof, it's about the windows, no excuses. They got quality people ready to help you today. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. They're in West Broward, covering all of South Florida. Make sure you check them out. Loctite Impact, get them in the bid. They're good.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.